Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like, bam, right out of nowhere, your carefully laid plans go flying out the window. Stress levels skyrocket, anxiety creeps in, and suddenly, you're stuck replaying every little detail in your head, wondering what could have been done differently. Sound familiar? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be a total meltdown every time things get bumpy. In fact, there's an ancient philosophy that can help us navigate these choppy waters with grace and even a little bit of stoic coolness. Yeah, you heard me right. Stoic coolness. Today we're diving into the art of staying present in challenging situations, not just surviving them but actually coming out stronger on the other side. We're talking about cultivating that inner strength, that unshakable calm, even when the world seems determined to throw its worst at us. Ready to level up your resilience? Let's do this. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of staying present. First, acknowledge the challenge. Don't try to bury your head in the sand or pretend everything is peachy keen when it clearly isn't. Accepting the reality of the situation is the first step towards finding a solution. Ever feel like ignoring a problem makes it magically disappear? Spoiler alert. It doesn't. Second, focus on what you can control. We can get caught up in worrying about things outside our sphere of influence, but that just drains our energy and steals our peace of mind. Instead, channel your focus on the things you can actually impact. Make a list, write it down, of actionable steps you can take to move forward. It's like giving yourself a roadmap through the chaos. Third, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, feel your feet on the ground, and savor the simple things, like a warm cup of coffee or the sound of birds chirping. Mindfulness helps us break free from that endless loop of worrying about the past or fretting about the future. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. This might seem counterintuitive when things are tough, but trust me on this one. Focusing on what you're grateful for, even the smallest things, can shift your perspective and create a sense of inner peace. Think about it, a cozy bed, supportive friends, or that delicious lunch you had. And finally, remember your courage. You are stronger than you think. Remember those times you've overcome challenges before? Tap into that wellspring of resilience. This situation, while difficult, doesn't define you. Picture this. You're stuck in rush hour traffic, feeling the frustration mounting with every red light. You start to get caught up in a spiral of anxiety, wondering how you'll make it on time for your meeting, replaying all the things that could go wrong. Sound familiar? But what if you took a deep breath and shifted your perspective? Instead of stressing over the uncontrollable, the traffic, focus on what you can control, your response. You can choose to listen to an uplifting podcast, practice mindfulness exercises, or simply enjoy the moment by watching the world go by. And remember, this isn't about ignoring the situation, it's about approaching it with a calm and collected mindset. Because when you stay present and centered, even in challenging situations, you empower yourself to navigate them with grace and even find opportunities for growth along the way. So, what's one thing you can do today to practice staying present? Maybe try taking a few deep breaths before tackling that stressful task or focusing on something you're grateful for during your commute. Remember, true strength isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them head-on with courage and composure. You got this. Now go out there and detach from the chaos. I'll see you in the next episode of Daily Detachment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.